All right, let's bring Ian Baker Finch on. Ian, Pat Rooney, welcome to the show. It's the Golf Exchange presented by Honda Classic. We're efforting to get Russ back on here, and hopefully we can. But how are things up there in Augusta, Ian?
Well, it's a little cooler this morning. I'm standing outside my house in West Lake Village, a little area where just about everybody in the golfing community rents their house out for the week. They celebrate spring break here in Masters Week, and everyone rents their house out. It helps them out with their payments for the year. So I'm standing out the front, and it's probably about 50 degrees and a little chilly. Not too much wind yet, though.
Okay, not too bad. Not too bad. Ian Baker Finch, of course, joins us here on the Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Ian, as Russ mentioned, the 91 British Open champion, also does commentating now for ESPN and CBS this weekend. And Ian, Russ and I were talking about it just before we lost him.
Hey, Colin, do you have me?
There he is, Russ.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on
yes,
the air.
You're
Ian,
on
good
the
morning
air.
To you.
Good morning. And we're talking with Ian Baker Finch now. So I was just going to ask him, Russ, pretty much what you and I were talking about, the four guys in front of Tiger, none have won a major. Ian, I'm going to ask you, which of those four do you give the best chance to win this, assuming that Tiger doesn't do anything crazy today?
Trevor Immelman has the best chance because he's two in front.
That's the easy answer.
I'm trying not to be glib, but he also seems to me to be handling himself extremely well. He's focused. He always looks that way. He's such a hard worker and hard worker in all ways. You know, every aspect of the game he seems to give some sort of concern to. And I think he's the all-round player that if he doesn't win today, will definitely win majors in the future. I mean, he's a complete player with a great swing.
Yeah, Ian, I agree with you. He's been, for me, through three rounds of play, he's been the most complete player with a 68, back-to-back 68s Thursday and Friday, and then a nice 300 par 69 yesterday in that final pairing. And Pat and I talked about that final pairing earlier during the show. More surprising for you yesterday is that Immelman and Snedeker, the two real young guys, very green, not a lot of experience in that final pairing, were continuing to go low yesterday, or a guy in Phil Mickelson who's got two green jackets already kind of backed up with a three over par 75 yesterday.
Well, it's easier to shoot 75 than it is to shoot 68 around Augusta the way it's set up these days, that's for sure. I think Phil let the frustration get to him a little bit when he made six from the eighth hole yesterday. He hit a beautiful little pitch in there that hit the flag and spun back off the green, and he made six. I think that made him push a little bit, and he made a couple of dumb bogeys around the corner. So someone's going to do it. You know, I actually thought Phil was in a great position after two rounds to contend, so I was disappointed for him, as I'm sure he is. But then the other two guys just sort of got on a roll, and the thing that was really impressive for me was Snedeker making three bogeys around Amen Corner and then coming back with three birdies after that. That was very impressive.
Hey, Ian, I wanted to ask you a little bit about Steve Flesch. Russ and I were talking. Russ doesn't give Steve much of a chance. My opinion is, even though Immelman, Snedeker, Flesch, and Casey have not won a major, if I'm going to go with a guy who I think can break through it, I want a guy that has a little experience, and Flesch has won four times. He's 40 years old, sort of knows his game, you know, knows what to expect emotionally out of himself. Do those factors, are they positive, as I think, are they positive? If you're looking for somebody that has not won a major out of that foursome to say, hey, maybe the older guy might have the best chance here.
Yeah, you would think so, but the older guy also has the most baggage to remember when things get tough. So there's two ways of looking at that. I like Steve Flesch in that he is, when he's playing well, he's very, very good. He's very confident. And he has this attitude that, hey, when I'm playing well, I'm as good as anyone in the world. And I feel like I can win just as easy as anybody else. So he's a really strong, confidence player. Attitude yesterday in his press conference that was, he has nothing to lose. Now, that's easy to say in a Saturday night press conference. It's not easy to have that attitude when you've got, say, a one-shot lead with three to play Sunday afternoon at the Masters. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes, but yes, he does have the ability to do it.
You are listening to Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic right here on ESPN Radio 760, joined on the line by CBS golf analyst Ian Baker Finch, also doing work for ESPN this week in the earlier coverage, Thursday and Friday, along with the Wednesday par 3 coverage as well. And we'll get to that in just 1 second, Ian, because you do deserve some kudos for that. Russ Evans with you live in Augusta, Georgia, final round of the 2005 Masters later today from the Augusta National Golf Club. I am broadcasting right across the street from Augusta National at the 1018 Club on Azalea Drive. Patrick Rooney Jr. back at home base there in West Palm Beach, Florida, along with our trusty producer, Colin Holder. And Ian, you know, last year, Zach Johnson wins this tournament at plus one. It was the highest cumulative score for all four majors all year long. And, you know, it was real fast and it was real firm because the temperatures were real cold. There was a lot of wind up here last year. And people were starting to worry that the sky was falling. But now, after three rounds of play, our leader is at minus 11. There were some roars around Amen Corner yesterday. I know Retief Goosen had an eagle back there, and there were a couple more eagles on the day. Plenty of birdies to be had. Guys were going low. Tiger shoots 468. Can we stop worrying that the Masters has become the U.S. Open?
No. Two under par is seventh. So although 11 under par is there, you know, you've got to think about, you know, there's not too many guys in red figures, and there was no wind and the greens were soft. So, you know, they're a little aware of what happened last year. They don't really want to see green figures winning. But if you had winds like there's going to be today and the cooler temperatures, anything in the red is still a good score. So they do need to be careful at Augusta National with the course so difficult and the green so fast. They need to be aware that that's the case now. And if they want the roars and they want the big crowds and the red figures, they have to be a little careful with the hole locations and make sure those greens are receptive like they have been this year.
Ian, can we, you know, cut right to the chase? Let's break down this final round Sunday today and take the weather into account. That's fine. You know, everybody assumes the Tiger's going to make some kind of a run here, shoot 66 or 67, even though we've just said that it's going to be very difficult on this course to shoot those kind of numbers anymore. But assuming he does make some kind of a run, what do you foresee happening today? Does Trevor Immelman just, you know, kind of milk this thing, shoot 71 or 70 and win it kind of easily, going in a way going away, because I don't think anybody's going to shoot something ridiculous in that top four? Or do you think Tiger makes some kind of a charge? What do you think is going to happen today?
Well, what I'd like to say is the Tiger shoots something really low on the front nine and applies some pressure to the guys in the last two groups. The tough part about that is that the conditions are going to make it very difficult to shoot anything under par, which means that Trevor Immelman, as well as he's playing, has the advantage because he can go out there and make pars. He's driving the ball beautifully. He's in the top five in length. He leads the field in accuracy. He's in the top five in greens in regulation, maybe even number one. So all he really needs to do is keep doing what he's doing and making pars and making good decisions when the heat comes in, when he realizes that he's got a good chance of putting the green jacket on in three or four holes' time. So I think the advantage they have, the last two guys, is playing together again. It's a continuation of yesterday's round. They're both fine young gentlemen that have enjoyed each other's company. They're both involved in the moment. I think we'll see good scoring from the last two guys. And Tiger's going to have to shoot something like 32 or 33 the first nine to try and apply some pressure. And in the past, we've seen he hasn't been able to do that regardless of conditions. When he's been behind in a major, he's yet to win. He's only won from the front or tied for the lead on all 13 major victories. So today could be history. We could see Tiger do something and come from behind and win. But I'm thinking Immelman is the guy to pass.
Yeah, Ian, I tend to agree with you. You know, Zach Johnson last year, the first player since Nick Faldo in 1990 to win the Masters who wasn't in that final pairing. So, notoriously, somebody in that last two players, and of course today it's Immelman and Snedeker, they have won the green jacket more times than not. And I tend to agree with you. I think it's going to come from that final pairing, and I think it is Trevor Immelman. You know, Tiger Woods will be the guy to put on pressure, and I expect him to put a pretty good number up there on the front nine, but six strokes back. Going into the final round of the Masters, for me, it's just too many strokes. So I would agree with you. I think Trevor Immelman will be our Masters champion at the end of the day. He is Ian Baker Finch, one of our good friends of the program, always kind with his time, joining us here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, a North Palm Beach resident, doing some fantastic work this week for both ESPN and CBS during their Masters coverage, and did some great work, as I mentioned, on Wednesday, Ian, and you were in the booth with Mike Tirico for that par 3 contest, but that was after you shot the real nice 200 par 25 during the par 3 contest. Kudos to that, and might we see an Ian Baker Finch renewal on the Champions Tour in a couple years?
I'll dabble. You know, I'll go play a couple here and there. I'm not giving up my day job. I love working for CBS, and they've been good to me. It's a good gig. I get to go travel around the country and the world talking about golf, which is what I know well and what I love. And when I get some time off, I'll go play like I do now. Just that Wednesday, I got to say, Russ, is the best golfing day of the year for me every year. I come and have a practice round at Augusta. I then go play the par 3. And just like that's the prettiest golf course in the world.
It is. It's fabulous. I mentioned to you earlier this week that I'm actually up here, and this is my first time up at the Masters, and I have just been awestruck by the beauty of the place, the tradition. You see it on TV, but being here is something different. You can't understand the magnificence of the venue until you're here standing on the property with your own 2 feet. And I, for one, am very happy that ESPN now has the coverage of the Wednesday Par 3. This, of course, was the first year that we were able to see it, and I hope that's the case for years to come, that we can watch that Par 3, because it is a special day, and we're just happy to see you play so well in it, and we're happy to watch you all week long with the coverage. Thank you so much, Ian, for joining us. Have a great Sunday final round, and we will talk to you again later on during the year.
Thanks, Ross. Have a good day.
Thanks, Ian.
There he is, Ian Baker Finch of CBS Sports and ESPN, doing some fine work this week from the Masters right here in Augusta, Georgia.